أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا تحرك به لسانك لتعجل به، إن علينا جمعه وقرآنه، فإذا قرأناه فاتبع قرآنه، ثم إن علينا بيانه. صدق الله العظيم. We were discussing this four ayat in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not rapidly shake your tongue, move your tongue in order to hasten to learn the Quran. The responsibility of memory, bringing it to memory in your heart, is ours. Wa Qur'ana, and also to make you recite by your tongue, will be our responsibility. Faida qara'nahu, when we recite it, that is via the angel, fattabi' Qur'ana, then follow its recitation and you will be able to recite it. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ثُمَّ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا بَيَانَا. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, certainly the responsibility is ours to explain it. Now this is one very, very important aspect with regards to revelation, to the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some time back we discussed the ayats of Wan Najmi Idha Hawa, Ma Dalla Sahibukum Wa Ma Ghawa, Wa Ma Yantiqu Anil Hawa, In Huwa Illa Wahyun Yuha. That one was the revelation that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed upon our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The words in itself, and also the meaning, came from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and that is the Quran Sharif. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam meanings. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expressed those meanings in his own words, and that is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in matters of the Shariat, he didn't speak from his own desires, from his own whims and fancies. But whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke was the revelation from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now that is the one aspect of it with regards to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Coming back to the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the words also, and then the meaning also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was, as Allah is saying here, the responsibility that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had taken to teach Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the meaning of the Quran, the explanation of the Quran Sharif. Now there is a lot of discussion around this, but one or two very, very important aspects. It doesn't mean that a person may know the Arabic literacy, he may know the meaning of a word, he may know the vocabulary, then that person would become an expert in so far as the explanation of the Quran Sharif is concerned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like one example, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals this ayat that that person for whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expands his bosom, his chest, his heart, then that person is on a noor from his Rabb. He is on a light from his Rabb. Now we will all understand the words, but what is this? And what is the explanation of it? And how would one understand this? That no matter how much we can have Arabic literacy, no matter how much we may know the vocabulary, we may know the language, it is not sufficient for us to understand verses like this of the Quran. And none other than Afqahun Nas, the greatest jurist among Sahaba, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went up to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the meaning of this. فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّي. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the meaning of it? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then explained, just very, very quickly, we're moving off the topic, but very, very quickly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when a person disinclines from this material world and he inclines towards the hereafter and he prepares for maut, for death, before the signs of death come upon that person, then that person is on a noor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from his Rabb. So here, this was all explained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the responsibility of not only reciting the Quran to this ummah and to you and I, but Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the responsibility of also transmitting the meaning of the words and the ayat of the Quran Sharif. And hence here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies this matter, that one was the revelation that came down to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by way of the words, and those words were then gathered into the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he memorized it. That was the responsibility that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had taken himself. And then second responsibility, thumma inna alayna bayana, then it was our responsibility to make bayan and to explain it. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then explained the verses and the words of the Quran Sharif. And hence we find that we cannot now isolate and we cannot separate the two factors, the Quran Sharif and the hadith of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With regards to this, just to give us an idea, one sahabi, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to write down the hadith in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to be sitting there and he used to be writing. So some people said to him that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is insan, is a human. Sometimes he may give vent to his feelings, his emotional conditions, and you are writing down everything. So it may not be a good idea to do so. So this sahabi goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this is what has transpired. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, write, because only the truth will leave my tongue. So this is one very, very important aspect. And today we as an ummah, we are lagging behind in this, that we are now wanting to leave the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are making these suggestions that, wa na'udhu billah, Allah forbid, that the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not important. And now we are trying to marginalize our deen and separate these two things. No doubt, the Quran Sharif will always have superiority over every other word. But we must understand that the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is also wahi from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And more importantly, the explanation of the Quran Sharif. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq.